Welcome to Chapter by Chapter, a feature intended to inspire you to read a chapter of your Bible every day. Here's Sandy Adams, pastor of Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain, with a synopsis of today's chapter.
Onesimus was on the run. He was a fugitive slave who had left Colossae and had made it as far as Rome. He thought he could disappear in the big city and no one would ever find him. But Onesimus was not only running from his master Philemon, he was also running from God. While in Rome, Onesimus got into trouble and was thrown in jail. When he awoke, he found himself sharing the same cell as his master's friend, the Apostle Paul. Onesimus learned that you can never outrun God. Paul witnessed to Onesimus, and he became a believer. Paul later wrote this letter to Philemon, asking him to forgive Onesimus and receive him, not as a slave, but as a brother. Paul's appeal on behalf of Onesimus is twofold. He promises to pay any damages owed by Onesimus, and he asks Philemon to greet his slave with the same acceptance he would show Paul. What a picture of Jesus' work for us. On the cross, the Lord paid our debt of sin and won for us God's acceptance. The Father extends to us the same love and approval as he extends to his own Son. The word Onesimus means profitable. There's a play on words in verse 11. Profitable had been unprofitable. Now through Christ, he will be profitable again. Jesus has redeemed our lives. He has salvaged the loss and made us profitable to God. Do you feel like your life is good for nothing? Stop running from God and let Jesus turn a profit in your life.
Our desire is to see you reading God's Word. Each day at this time, Sandy will summarize a succeeding chapter in the Bible. If you would like a tape containing Pastor Sandy's complete study of today's chapter, call us at Calvary Chapel Stone Mountain. The number is 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP, or on the web at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com.